Blog Talk Radio.
Probably have many. I just don't know it. All of them that I have committed. I just don't know what all. I try to be good. Now, I'm going to start out. I want you sheep to learn this. These are the Ten Commandments. I want you to turn to Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. Now I'll read the first one for you, as well as all 10 of them that I can read. Then there are 2 more that you should know, but I have not found those just yet when I read these to you. Listen, this is what I want you to remember. The first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. This is what our Father tells you. You are to what? Oh, you're so smart. Listen to this. You're supposed to have no other God, you're right. You're not supposed to wear your jewelry for God. You can't. You love your children, but you don't want to put your children before God. You love your drugs, but don't put your drugs before God. As a matter of fact, if you want to become or be delivered from that drug or drugs, ask God to deliver you. He will deliver you from Satan's trap. Satan wants a lot of us to go to hell, and we don't want to go there. We know that he is going there. And he wants to take as many of us with him as possible. And I try my best to stay away from him. Commandment number 2. Thou shalt not make unto you any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters underneath the earth. You shall not bow down yourself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am jealous, a jealous God, visiting the iniquities, and iniquities mean sins of the fathers upon the children, upon the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and show mercy unto thousands of those of them that love me and keep my commandments. Third commandment. Thou shalt not, well, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold you guiltless. You're not going to be blameless if you have said something wrong. If you take his name in vain, you're not going to be blameless. You're going to get punished for it. That takes his name in vain. The fourth commandment, and this is one that many of you decided not to follow our Father, his words. The Sabbath day, Saturday, or this evening. Sabbath starts right now in the evening, on Friday evening until Saturday evening. That is the Sabbath. You can find that out in the book. It tells you that the Sabbath starts in the evening. The next day starts in the evening. Now, the way our time is set up in America, it is, when I say America, I mean North America, for those of you who are in other parts of North America. I mean the United States of America. It starts at nighttime, 12 o'clock at night, and then it goes all the way till 12 the next night. That'll start your day over. But we Christians who follow our Father in heaven, it's Saturday. The next day, Saturday, is right now. This is our Sabbath. Sabbath starts on the evening. Now, remember this, the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor the stranger that is in within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord has made heaven and earth, the seas, and all that is in them, is and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Hallowed means to make it holy. So the seventh day he made it holy. The fifth commandment, and this is one that you really must try to do. Some of you don't, but you should really try to do this. Honor your father and your mother, for your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God giveth you. That's the fifth commandment. May I read it over to you? Well, thank you. I will. The fifth commandment reads, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God giveth you. The sixth commandment, you should not do this, or your seventh commandment. Your sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. You heard it? What is it? Oh, that's right. You should not kill. Your seventh commandment is what? Okay. And I'll try to explain it to you a little further. You should not commit adultery. That means don't cheat on your husband or your wife. Don't cheat on your spouse. That's between a man and a woman. And I have nothing for the man that marries or dates another man, or a woman that dates another woman. Your commandments are for adultery. Doesn't talk about the same sex people. Verse, the eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal. But you want to pick up something that's not yours. Don't take anything that is not yours. Never do that. Be good, little boys and girls, or men and women. You don't steal. Don't have sex on your spouse, other than your spouse. Just be faithful to your own spouse. Now, the ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor. Don't lie on your neighbor, or don't say something that is wrong about your neighbor to someone else. Keep it to yourself. Verse number 10, thou shalt not covet. That means shall not be envious thy neighbor's house. Let me read verse 10 again. Tenth commandment over. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Covet means to be envious of your neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, or his ass, or anything that is your neighbor's. You got it? Do not be envious of anything of your neighbor. You sheep know how to do that. I want you to learn that. All right. Now, I want you all to turn your Bibles to the Old Testament of Joshua. And I should say who is that I am to you, sheep. You should know who I am. I want you to know who I am. I really do. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath evening or early Sabbath day to you all. Only day that is in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. Most of you really don't. You don't do that. I don't know why you don't do that. I do it because I'm trying to follow what's in the Bible. I want to live long. I want to live long. And I want what my father promised me in a dream. And he came to me in a dream. You know, his sheep hears his voice and know. And I don't want the other to try and come to me in a dream. And Satan and his saints will try to come to me in a dream. Listen, sheep, I want you to have these. I read from the King James Bible. I want you to have these two items for me. Well, the three items, your pen, pencil, and paper, so that you can jot down anything that I may state and might want to look it up. I want to tell you also that I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and that Sabbath observance starts on Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. I want you sheep to know that. And also, I want you to know this too, Hosea 4:6, it says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." You want to read everything about the Bible, even the other Bibles that are out there that his prophets have written or his followers have written. No, you want to know everything. And that scripture also reads, "Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you. You will be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget your children." You don't want that. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. "Study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." That comes from our Father which is in heaven. And once I finish reading this book, this Bible, it'll probably take me about another year to finish what I'm reading. I want you to turn to the book of Joshua. You'll find it in the Old Testament. And I want you to turn to chapter 5, and hopefully I'll get through chapter 5 and 6. You know how slow I read. I ask my Father to help me, and he will. So let's read it. Oh, you have your Bible. You have your Bible. You know where our Father's words. You know how to find Joshua 6. Joshua is spelled Joshua, chapter 5, and I will start reading. "You know that you are a peculiar treasure unto our Father. Of all the nations in the world, he has chosen us." He's chosen you. And the others out there who act like they're more than you. They talk about our nappy hair and whatever else. But when they talk about our hair and other parts of our body, our skin color and all that, they're talking about Jesus. Our Father is the same color as us. And I didn't learn that. I was told that, but didn't really actually start believing that until I read that we are his chosen, we are his people. And that's in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. We are his chosen people. And the other races treat us worse than dogs. And I'll be happy when my Father come back. I'm going to do as they did. I'm going to be happy about them going into slavery and whatever else my Father gives them. Let's read. I have 26 minutes left, and I've talked too long. Let's read chapter 5. "And it came to pass, when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of Jordan westward, and all the kings of Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the land of Jordan before the children of Israel." Now, see, I want you to remember that he dried up the Red Sea. That was the first thing he did when they were coming out from Israel, when they were coming out from Egypt. And then he has dried up the Jordan River. Those are the two rivers that I know that he has dried up. I have told you, if you listen and pay attention unto me, that those are the two rivers that he has dried up. Let me keep reading. From until the children, until they were passed over, that their hearts melted, neither was the spirit in them anymore because of the children of Israel. So this is what happened. The kings of the Amorites, as well as Canaan, they had no fight left in them because of what the Lord has done. That was a mighty thing. Verse number 2. And at that time the Lord said unto Joshua, Make you sharp knives to circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And Joshua made him sharp knives and circumcised the children of Israel at the heel of the foreskin. And this is the cause why Joshua did circumcise all the children that came out of Egypt that were male, even all the children of war, died in their graves by the way after which they came out of Egypt. Now, all the people that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness by the way, as they came forth out of Egypt, them had not circumcised. He had not circumcised them, the ones that came out that was born in the wilderness. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness till all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were consumed because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, unto whom the Lord sware that he would not show them the land which the Lord sware unto their fathers that he would give to us. Excuse me. Can you please be quiet? Let me see. Let me get back to verse 5. I think I'll read that again. Now all the children that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness by the wayside as they came forth out of Egypt, then they had not circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness till all the people that were men of war which came out of Egypt were consumed because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord. Now, listen, I have obeyed our Father's voice when he told me to feed his sheep. And I have messed around for 27 years before I got the courage to start feeding his sheep as he had commanded me. I heard his voice, but I was afraid. And now I'm stumbling, as my mother would say, stumbling and bumbling, trying to do what's right. Unto whom the Lord swore that he would not show them the land. So let me read verse 6 over again so that you will know exactly who I'm talking about. Verse 6. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness till all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were consumed because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, unto whom the Lord sware that he would not show them the land. Excuse me. I got strangled. I don't know why I got strangled. I need to read verse 6 again. Because I want you sheep to understand what I've read it. And if you're going to repeat it to someone else, you'll be able to repeat it to them. Verse 6. But the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness till all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were consumed because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord. Those men that were of war that came out of Egypt were consumed. Unto whom the Lord swore that he should show them the land, which the Lord swore unto their fathers that he would give us, a land flowed with milk and honey. So those men that came out of Egypt all were consumed or died. But they did not see the land that our father swore to their father that they could have, the land of milk and honey. But their children saw the land. Verse 7. And their children, whom he raised up in their stead, them Joshua circumcised, for they were the children uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them in the way. Verse 8, and it came to pass, when they had done circumcising all the people, that they abode in that place in the camp until they were whole. So they were, once they got healed, they were better. Verse 9, and the Lord said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach. Reproach is like criticism or disagreement, or reproach means many different words. And that's just two examples of reproach means. I have rolled away the reproach, the criticism, or the disagreement. Another word is scold, of Egypt from off of you. Wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal. That's G-I-L-G-A-L. I call it Gilgal unto this day. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal. That's G-I-L-G-A-L. And kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at evening in the plains of Jericho. So they kept the Passover in the evening on the 14th day in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. And the manna ceased. That's important. You understand that the manna ceased. Joshua chapter 5. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manner anymore, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. So they ate the land, they ate the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. So the manna, in the manna is the bread that our father rained down to them when the Israelites had no food in the when they were in the wilderness. That was manna. Verse 13. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him, which with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, are you for us or for our adversaries? The adversaries are enemies. And he said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord, I am now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship him and said unto him, what said my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoes from off your feet, for the place whereon you standeth is holy. And Joshua did so. So that's the end reading of chapter 5. So remember in chapter 5 that well, he had circumcised the children that were born in the wilderness after, well, the older people had died. Older men of war had died. He circumcised the children of Israel. And in they had, what was that? Passover on the 14th day of the month in the plains of Jericho. And he saw an angel that had been come from the Lord to be with them. And he told Joshua that he was standing on holy ground and take his shoes off. So let's get started reading verse number 6. And that's a long verse. I don't probably will not finish it, but I hope that I will. Now Jericho was straight shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none come in. None came in. So Jericho was shut up because of the children of Israel. Remember that sheep. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into your hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. Valor means the men of courage, as well as they were bold. Verse 3, and you shall compass, that means to surround or circle the city, all your men of war, and go around about the city once. Thus shall you do 6 times, and 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horn, and the ram in the 7th day ye shall surround the city 7 times, and the priest shall blow with the trumpets. That's what they should do on the seventh day. They're going to walk around seven times, and the priest will bear the trumpets of ram's horn. What kind of horn are they going to bear? Ram's horn. And the seventh day you shall surround the city seven times. You got to shoot. And the priest shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they blow a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down, and the people shall ascend. Ascend means to go up, every man straight before him. So with that, the men surrounded Jericho, and on the last day they went around seven times. Then they blew the trumpets, and they were ordered to give a shout. When Joshua told them to shout, the walls fell down flat, and the people ascended up, every man straight before him. That means went up. I guess they went into Jericho. Verse 6. And Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priest and said unto them, take up the Ark of the Covenant, and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horn before the Ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, pass on and compass the city. That means to surround the city. And let him that is pass on before the Ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horn passed on before the Lord and blew with the trumpets, and the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the reward. And reward means they came from the rear after the Ark. Reward means coming from the end of the rear of them that came after the Ark. The priests came on and blowing with the horn, with the trumpets. So I need to read verse 9 again. Let me read verse 9 again. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the reward, that is, the rear end, came after the Ark. The priests going on, the blowing of the horn with the horn or with the trumpets. I messed up then. I ask you to read over this chapter again. Verse 10. And Joshua had men to people saying, you shall call, you shall not shout, nor make a noise with your voice, nor any word proceeded out of your mouth. That means come out of your mouth, proceeded, until the day I bid you shout. Then you shall shout, So the ark of the Lord compass surround the city, going out it once, and they came into the camp, and they lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord, and seven priests bearing seven trumpets, ram's horns, before the ark of the Lord went continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them, but the rear reward, remember the rear reward, that means their rear guards, came after the ark of the covenant. Priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the second day, they compassed the surround the city once and returned into their camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they arose early about the dawn of the day and encompassed the surround the city after the same manner seven times. They went around seven times. Only on that day they compassed the city seven times. And it came to pass that when the seventh time, when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you this city, and the city shall be accursed, even it, and it shall, and all that are within to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in her house, in the house, because she hid the messengers that were sent. And the Lord said, verse 18, and you, let me stop here at verse 18. I will pick up. I have only 2 minutes left. And so I will start at verse 18. I'm circling so that we will start, pick up on Joshua 6 at verse 18. I want you to read all of that. Then I want you to read all of Joshua 7. It only has about 20 verses. So I have 90 seconds left. I was telling you that Joshua, so far I see that it has 21 verses. I think it has, there's 22. 24. It only has 24 verses, and so I want you to finish reading chapters 6 and 18, and then I also want you to read chapter 7. Let's take a minute of closing prayer. Father in heaven, I want to say thank you for protecting us sheep day and night from all the evil things that can be bestowed upon us by Satan the devil, or whatever his name is. He goes by many different names. And I say that prayer in Yeshua's name. Amen. Also, Father, thank you. In James chapter 4, verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I'll be back with you next time. I come on 2 times a week. I come on Tuesday at 11 a.m. and on Fridays at 5. I also ask that you sheep go to iTunes, Google Play, Apple Play, and purchase this song, High and Lifted Up. My nephew is the producer of that song. He plays real well, his instrument. Do that for me, if you will. I thank you all for listening to me. I know you could have been somewhere else doing something else, but you took the time and said, I want to listen to that lady that comes on, and my song will play. Now, I'll let it play for the first 2 minutes, and then I'm out of here. It'll be until the next time that I see you.
And don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation.
I love you all.